You know what? The nicest people in the world God sends in here. And you never know who's going to be here. But it's just the nicest people in the world. Now, the lady that's going to share her thoughts with us, she's reasonably new. She tells me she has a church in South Africa. And so this will be my first time to hear her talk. And but most all of you have met her already because she's been coming for a little while now, maybe, what, 5 months? Something like that? Yes. And so she's going to share her thoughts with us tonight. And, you know, when you talk up here, honey, we have to really keep our voices up because it just doesn't carry. So, okay, I'm going to shout. Did I scare you? Did I? I one head said yes. We'll have to keep trying it more often. But anyhow, lady to share her thoughts with us is Reverend Beryl.
My English is not so good, so I listen carefully. Beloved brethren, you are raised in spirit into the golden world of God, where all thoughts and physical and material life leave you, and you are opening your heart now to the eternal spirit of love. May the light of Christ, shining through the personality of the beloved Son, bless and fill you with joy and thankfulness. Amen. We would speak to you about transforming power within the children of God, the divine light which can transform the earthliness and make them true sons and daughters of God. We often speak to you about the sun, S-U-N, about the light within your hearts. You will grow weary, maybe, of the repetition of this one truth. But my brethren, it is the only truth in life. Upon this foundation, the whole structure of mortal and spiritual life is built. It is therefore vitally important that you comprehend more and more of the light of God in yourselves, and above all, as it manifests in God's Supreme Son, Christ, Lord of the earth planet. You can best realize more of this light within yourselves in your daily life, quite simply by putting into the effect the words of Jesus, love one another. Those three words, if truly understood and lived, would set the whole world aflame with power, with happiness and plenty. What happens when the soul simply and wholly lives in love and service other creatures? That soul is strengthening the link between its spirit and God, all-glorious, all-powerful, mighty, the blazing Son of Light. By love, contact between the soul and God is confirmed, and the light pours into the soul. Then it is building the body of light, which is the wedding garment spoken of in the parable. No soul, even though it passes from the physical, can enter into the heavenly light unless it is thus clothed in light. Through all religions, you will find instructions in how to bring this operation, this light of the Spirit, which lies dormant in everyone. The whole purpose of life in the flesh is to develop this power through love, not through any mental pursuit, which is the mistake of many are making in this mental age of Aquarius. This is why groups such as this one have a big part to play at this time. Many people read book after book after book, and their brains are filled with reading matter. But something more is needed, the wisdom of the heart. Love, because love is light. Your mental body may be very strong, but unless your heart is filled with love, with the service, you cannot use the knowledge which you have acquired. Within you all lies the opportunity to grow in spirit, to grow in stature, until you become as the Master. For did he not tell you, the works that I do shall he do also? Hold the idea ever before you. Be strong in spirit. Do not be cast down. It is good to recognize shortcomings, for humanity is a true companion of the aspirant on the path. Keep your feet on the earth, yes, but lift your face towards the heavens, for the light which floods into you from the high will steady your feet and guide them in the right path. Have confidence in this divine light. Surrender to it with tranquil mind and a heart full of love for God. We are not speaking of nucleus or incomprehensible force far distant from you. This divine fire is within your very being. And as you raise your face and open your heart to the sun, the rays of the sun stimulates a divine light within you. Work to bring this light into manifestation in you, not in haste, but quietly, gently, with mind and heart fixed steady upon God. Seek and he shall find. The master did not speak idly. The soul seeks always, finds. But come it will, for there is always an answer to the search of the soul. Later, as the soul evolves, it grows to yearn more and more for the divine light and calls and prays for knowledge. Then teachers come from spheres of light to that soul, or they may make use of an even more evolved soul on earth to convey instructions to the younger brethren and sister. Souls learn the wisdom of God through countless incarnations. The soul needs long contact with physical matter to enable it to create power of light implanted deep, deep within. But every 2,000 years, the earth receives a new baptism of the Christ light, the spiritual sunlight. When this occurs, the sons and daughters of God, the illumined ones, the great ones, are sent to help humanity. Messengers are coming even now to quicken the vibration and to raise fallen humanity to their feet so that they will stand upright, ready to welcome and recognize their master when he returns. Many people are asking, is Christ coming again in the form he wore before? Or will he secretly enter the hearts of the people? We say, in both ways. The light has first to be quickened in the people so that they will recognize the divine Son when he comes. Watch therefore, said Jesus, for he know neither the day nor the hour when in the Son of Man cometh. Be ready and work and love. Put on the garment of light. Live in the light of love and service. Live in the spirit. Live in the conscious contact with spiritual realms, and you will not neglect the physical plane, but on the contrary, will execute your duties with greater thoroughness and with more precision and perfect order. The brethren who have passed on before you work with you for this coming of Christ, but not only must you work in service and in love amongst your companions on earth, but within your soul you must learn to meditate and hold communion with the source of your being. For the time is near when every man will be his own priest and every woman her own priestess, and kneeling before the altar within, receive the baptism of the golden fire from heaven. Then the golden age will have come. The blessings of the mighty God is within you now. Amen. Have I got a little bit of time? A little bit of time?
Lots of time.
Okay, lots of time. I have been asked the question, do dogs and animals have souls? Yes. If there is life, there is a soul. Answer to that question. I want to tell you a little bit about my spiritual journey. I've talked before on how I awakened to the fact when I blacked out and I woke up and I was looking at myself on the floor and realizing there's two of me. That was the start of my quest. And I fell in love, I got married, and was married for over 22 years. This was in England. We went from South Africa to England. Had three children. And in the 22 years with this man, I had three broken noses, broken ribs, beating so bad that no sound came out. When in South Africa, you had sanctions against South Africa. All the companies pulled out. Germany, England, America, palm olive factories, all closed. It is not the politician that suffers, but the people. My business went down the drain. I did staff recruiting for companies. I had no companies. I had plenty of people, but no companies. It came to a stage where I had no money. I couldn't make any more money. There was nothing. I wondered how I could pay my rent. Do I take a shortcut? But you've got children. When I was hungry, I drank water to fill my stomach. What I am saying to you here is we all go through bad times in our lives. But we must get up and continue. We must be there and continue. Never give up. It was so bad that I cried to God one day and said, God, why was I born to this? The turning point. Where do you go with three children? Nowhere. But I took my kids and I left. God gave me the strength to do these things. And I have never looked back. I've never looked back on what I've accomplished. It has been a hard journey. But today, I reap the rewards. Thank you, Millie. You all have different paths to follow. Take one step at a time. And when you have succeeded, you have gained one step in that ladder to perfection. That's what we are here for. To be as Christ was. To reach perfection. Bless you all. Thank you.